When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, I got a good question for you since you brought that up.
What's that?
What's the purpose of a lightning bug?
Purpose of a lightning bug? I don't know, but you know what happens if you pull his tail off?
What?
He'll be delighted.
He'll be delighted. You pull his tail off, Jason, and he'll be delighted.
Know how to delight a lightning bug?
Pull his tail off.
Pinch his tail.
Pinch his tail.
Pinch his butt cheeks.
Hey,
I don't know what is the purpose for a light bug.
I have no idea.
Well, a light bug, lightning bug.
To get rid of the darkness?
Hunter, I don't know if you know this, but Godwin and Si are going.
Get rid of darkness.
We waiting on that coffee. Kicks in.
That's what the purpose of the lightning bug is.
What?
It gets rid of darkness.
Gets rid of darkness.
He brings lightning
bug.
I thought that was
brings
Jesus.
Light into the picture.
A lightning bug doesn't illuminate anything.
Yes, he does.
You pull his tail off, he'll be delighted.
It's just but it's not like a strong light.
Yeah, it is.
You get a bunch of them together and turn your light off and see.
Right.
It's never casted a shadow.
It does for a second.
Hey, Martin.
Just a second.
Welcome to the podcast, folks.
I'm just proving to
we're discussing darkness and light.
Darkness and light.
I'm trying to prove to a lot of people you can learn a lot by listening.
That's right.
But I was told Paula.
You got to talk all the time.
Right.
Talking about lights, I was pulling the truck the other day. Had my boat hooked up to it. And I wanted to make sure my blinkers was working. I got Paula back there. I said, is that blinker working? She said, yeah. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I've been there before.
Yeah.
Is it working?
Yeah.
No.
No. It's off. Yeah. Back on. Oh.
Yeah, back on. Went out.
Oh, Lordy. Well, I guess we all had a good Easter break then.
That's it. Everybody's
come
happy.
In all happy.
I had a wonderful one.
That's right.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
You look pretty exhausted on your Instagram story.
I'm very tired. My wife has decided.
Yeah, that's what Instagram do for you.
Well, no.
Make you tired.
I just took a picture of myself all sweaty and gross. She's decided that we're going to be as good at sports as Sadie and Christian. Just specifically pickleball. Yeah. It's not going to happen, but like.
Tell Allison to come to my office one day and we can sit down and discuss
have a heart-to-heart talk about
pickleball.
No, you're not.
We won't even get to age. We'll just start with genetics.
Yeah, well, here's the deal. If you ask her, she'd tell you in fifth grade, she won the athlete of the year. But I'm in this too.
Athlete or mathlete?
No, athlete. I would have won mathlete of the year, but she would win athlete of the year. So she's quasi-athletic, but not very. But it's like we're on a mission to play pickleball for in a comedic amount of
get
time.
Get that out.
Yeah, it's hard to say how long we've been playing. But I've played for 5 hours both days this weekend.
5 hours?
At a piece. Mm-hmm. And the worst part is my nieces.
You sit down most.
They're 11-year-old girls, and they're better than us. So I don't know. It's a weird game. I'm tired of talking about it.
My knees are too bad to be doing that.
Not anymore. There's a lot less pressure on them now.
Yeah, but that left one, it's it lets you know where it's at.
Hey, give me flying free jumps.
Do what?
Too many flying flea jumps.
Flying flea jumps, oh yeah.
That was one of those times that Duck Dynasty had the words underneath the side.
Yeah.
Yeah, the captions.
That's funny.
Probably we played.
What'd you do over
with all the kids? They had me throwing them batting practice, essentially.
Uh-huh.
I was all-time pitcher in their cousin's baseball game. Wasn't really baseball.
Play
with
out?
All the time, yeah. Yeah, they were like, you going to take it easy on them kids? It's like, no.
Yeah.
No.
Did you hit
the weird thing is like the older kids kept getting beat by the middle kids. The middle children were the competitive, athletic.
They're smarter and better.
That's wild.
They listen.
No, there wasn't no listening. I was just pitching, but they were better.
The middle children.
Mm-hmm. The middle kids, boy, you got to watch them.
They were better at sports. Now, the older kids are better.
Behaved?
Yes, and just...
life.
And education and everything else.
In general.
Yeah, but the middle ones are better athletes.
Middle kids are wild.
Yeah.
Well, speaking about that, what's going on with the basketball?
Final four. Meanwhile.
Speaking about middle children, basketball.
I only know.
North Carolina State, the Wolfpack, and then Purdue, and who else?
What, Alabama made it? Shock. I mean, expect to hear that one in basketball. And then
Alabama
made the final.
And then UConn, maybe? Is it UConn?
I think you're right.
UConn, Bama, Purdue, NC State.
Oh. Well, okay.
I only know that.
I haven't watched any of it. I've been doing push-ups and playing pickleball for my wife.
Go Wolfpack.
He's a Wolfpack guy. I got your NC State shirt in my office from that fine fan.
Go Wolfpack. Are you going for the Wolfpack?
Oh, who won the NASCAR race yesterday?
I'm in.
Ever since I went to Fort Bragg in North Carolina. Hey, North Carolina and South Cackalack, both.
How about them rain tires? Good people live there, boy. 30 laps.
Well, Denny Hamlin did just edge that one out thanks to that caution.
He's reading on the internet.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
Denny Hamlin racing again? Yeah. I thought he was retired.
I had no idea.
Yeah, he ain't retired. But
I didn't even know ESPN had a NASCAR page.
He got up there, you know, the starting. They got that starting box.
No. Calvin, I ain't. When we left Texas Motor Speedway, I ain't looked back, buddy.
He got to the starting zone when they got to the first of it. He didn't wait till about the middle like they usually do to take off, you know. When they hit that line, he gone.
Who's this?
Denny Hamlin. And the other guys was like, wait.
He likes to go fast.
Where'd they race?
Richmond.
Richmond. It rained. So they didn't start till 7 o'clock last night.
Oh.
What?
How come NASCAR don't race in the rain?
Thank you. Put some rain tires.
You didn't watch the first 30 laps. They had rain tires on, buddy.
Did they? Did they have their windshield wipers on?
And their headlights?
They do on road racing.
Yeah, I do.
They won't race in spray. If it sprays, if it's enough wet on the track that sprays up, they won't race.
It's probably for the safety of human beings.
Except for road courses.
No, that just may slow down.
Road courses got they got.
Oh no, that ain't in their vocabulary.
What?
Slow down.
But see, that's more skill, right? To like drive in the conditions versus just who can hold their foot to the floor.
Yeah. Who's got the fastest car?
They started with rain tires yesterday because the track was wet. 30 laps.
That's interesting.
What's the difference in rain tires and regular tires? See, now I'm just nerding out.
Rain tires are softer, and they got grooves in them.
Oh, so they kind of got like tread.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So the water goes.
And they say they're faster than the slicks.
Well, why wouldn't you wear that?
They go faster with them than they do the slicks.
Why wouldn't you run them every time?
Because they'll only last about 31, 32 laps.
Oh, you got to stop more.
They wear out easier because they're softer.
They're softer.
Yeah, they wear out easier.
See, the things you know, you just got to ask the question sometimes.
Yeah.
I've been like 10,000 miles on my tires, though, and they're still fine. Why do NASCAR tires go kaput in 30 laps?
That's the way they're built.
Interesting.
Ring tires ain't the norm.
Martin, we've learned a lot.
The more you know. Look at there.
When they're wet, you know, they're softer, so they grip better. They was going for a ride.
How fast were they going?
I don't know.
I've never even been there.
They're not fast, 120, 130.
That's fast.
I thought the average about 140.
Might be there.
Yeah.
I don't think it might be.
Could be.
I just hope Si's right. Where would he know how fast that a car at Richmond
NASCAR
Speedway goes?
Richmond Speedway.
I just hope that's one of them things he stumbled across. And
I probably read it.
Yeah, I know.
Goblin was right. Si wasn't.
120?
120.
120 is what the average?
Mm-hmm. Ugh. Si said no. Metric system,
that
that's
racers.
140.
Yeah. Well, they got ain't no average.
Wait till next week.
I guess it's got 140 at least on speed number. They ain't going to run it under that.
Where they at next week?
Hey, ask Clint Boyer.
Martinsville.
Oh.
Ask Clint Boyer.
Gas is your friend.
He'll tell you.
That's where, that's the paper clip.
Yeah.
That's where the watermelon man done the video game move. Run into the wall and just held it wide open.
The what?
He had Phil's mentality. Oh, it'll buff right out.
He had to come in fifth to get to the championship.
And he held it to the wall.
Then he was in like eighth.
And he held it to the wall.
He run into the wall and held it wide open.
And held it to the wall.
And passed up and got in fifth place.
That's right.
And held it to the wall.
That's it.
What in the
that's
world are we
do.
Talking about?
Hey, that's hard to do to hold it to the wall.
I know, but who we started out with a watermelon man and video game. What in the world are we? I mean,
NASCAR video game.
Hey,
have you ever played Mario Kart?
Uh-uh.
It's fun. Martin likes to be Donkey Kong.
It ain't got a wall where you can hold wide open.
They liar, you're a toad guy.
Toad's fast.
Quit. Quit. I only like to be Donkey Kong because he was the only guy left, like him, Bowser. Because you, Jacob, and Benny had all time.
We used to have a Nintendo 64 in this office, and I dare anyone to step to the people of this office to Mario Kart 64. I will win.
Yeah. Well, even on the Switch.
The cheat
Switch, I'm no good at. My kids beat me at that one.
Really?
Yeah, it's weird. There's too many buttons.
He don't know the cheat code.
Me and Brittany, I thought was going to go to marriage counsel after a Switch round of carts the other night with her sister in town. Her sister's like, we need to play Mario Kart. I was like, why? What? And I said, they're like, you play. I was like, why do y'all want me to play? Y'all know I'm going to smash y'all. And they, you know, oh, no, you won't. I'm like, okay. Here we go.
Smash.
Backwards green shell is one of the simple pleasures in life.
Yeah. I wish they changed some things on that Switch.
I wish they'd changed some things in NASCAR.
Green shells and bananas?
Amen.
That would be cool.
If, like, you could just throw something out your window?
You could throw a VW Beetle out the back of it. I mean, that'd be awesome. Like, I mean, they ain't got to be green. They can be any color you want to. It doesn't matter. Right?
Oh, it's the first of the month, though, Martin. So there's a lot of new stuff coming.
Hey, but that's
not
a good
new
thing.
Stuff,
hey, I like cheese.
I like bacon.
Is that on there? Is that a new website? Subscription box of bacon cheese box? It should be. It could be. It probably is somewhere. And if you signed up for a free sample, guess what? You're probably still paying for it because you forgot about it. But you know who will help remind you?
Rocket Money.
There you go.
Hey,
and look at Johnny D. Johnny D's very confused because he sees all of his bills coming out
so
right
fast.
Now.
No, we're good. We're good. I do, but you know what's cool? You
did
think
I have
of,
that?
You think of it by the month, and I just saw one that's $39.99, and I said, "Whoa, what is this?"
Yeah,
but that's a yearly one.
Oh, okay.
So they'll even let you know, like, "Hey, your doorbell that's catching all the crooks." I got that thing, and it's coming. I'm fine with it. I'm going to keep it, but now I can plan. I know, hey, $39.99 coming up in 28 days. That's always a very impressive app.
It really is. Yeah, it's a great accountability factor. It helps you save money, helps track your spending, helps all the things. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You can see all your subscriptions in one place, and if you see something you don't want, Rocket Money can help you with just a few taps, cancel it. You don't have to wait in lines, customer service queues, all the things. Look, and if you're really trying to save money, you're doing savings programs, Rocket Money can even help you keep track of that so that your savings will grow. Rocket Money will even try to negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. Again, they'll handle all the customer service stuff for you. You don't have to. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/duck. That's rocketmoney.com/duck. rocketmoney.com/duck.
One more time.
Did you have a good Easter egg basket?
I did.
Hold on.
My kids did.
I need a NASCAR expert's opinion. If you were driving a NASCAR 140 miles per hour and hit a banana peel, would anything go haywire? Like, would they spin out?
No. Okay. How big of a banana peel, though? We may have to make some big ones.
A plantain peel.
Yeah. I mean, we.
That depends on how you hit it.
We may have to get some large ones.
It wouldn't depend on how you
hit. I don't know. I've seen styrofoam cups derail them whole races.
Yeah.
So, you know?
Yeah.
The fact that a banana peel won't make them spin out.
I'm telling you, that depends on how you hit it.
They get big mad a plastic water bottle get out there on the track.
Oh, so they get hostile. That's cool, bad up. Clint said he's made them hostile when he was doing the pace car.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know it, but see, they put the lights on that are magnetic, and if you go too fast, guess what?
They come off.
They come off.
Yeah.
Then they scatter all over the track, and then the people get irate with you.
Yeah.
Because you know better than go too fast and put anything on the track.
Mm.
Well, you wanted to drive my truck out there.
Who did?
I did.
Oh, I wanted Clint to bring me a Cadillac. We're gonna find a rice field at the end of a paved road.
Yeah.
And me and him was just gonna leap off that paved road and see how far we could get in the middle of that rice field.
About 2 foot.
Oh no. It depends on
a Cadillac.
With a Cadillac.
You ain't going nowhere.
Oh yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Maybe in Arkansas.
You go on that first levee.
Yeah, you ain't making it.
Hey, I think I could make it all the way through the field.
Nope. I don't believe you.
Hey, we had a pickup truck that Willie was driving, and hey, we done our best to stick it and couldn't, and we actually burned it up, burnt transmission up in it.
Well,
that's what we did for
you. Didn't go none of the places I ever been stuck in, because you didn't even have to try hard. Mm-hmm. Yeah, hey, we could have stuck that thing behind our other warehouse down there. Ask Alba.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hey, I'm telling you, hey, we went off in this field, rice field, and I'm telling you, we stopped, started again. And look, and it didn't have really any good mud grips on it.
You wasn't in no gumbo.
That must have been just a fluke.
And that sandy dirt.
We did our best to stick it and could not do it.
But Goblin, did you hunt Easter egg?
We did burn the transmission up here.
No.
We had to walk out of the rice field. Transmission went bad. Kaput.
I guarantee.
Now, what was that?
I was asking Goblin if he hunted any Easter egg, because I saw your daughter dressed up her deer in her Easter outfit.
Oh, good grief.
Oh, we need to have some little segment of what Johanna does to that doe deer that she killed.
We need to have shoulder her on the podcast.
She dresses it up all different holidays.
She mounted a doe. Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, she wanted a doe mounted.
Yeah, okay. So
Paula, it was on Paula's story is going to be the issue. We'd have to get Paula to text them to us, probably.
Oh, man.
Get Miss Paula to text them. But it was funny. She had, like, little egg earrings.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she dresses that deer up for every holiday. Like
every holiday.
That deer is like her wreath or something.
That's cool.
You know?
I like it.
Oh, it's hilarious.
I like it.
That's a good move.
I like it.
I'm for that.
Yeah. That's what taxidermy should be used for. You ain't got it?
I would like to.
Oh, here's Mardi Gras.
Yep, that's Mardi Gras with the wig. Florida Lee, beads, everything. Yeah. All the things. Goblin will send it on. We'll look at it here in a second.
I like it. I want a doe on the wall.
We'll get you one. Yeah, anybody can have one of them things.
Them deer size shoots aren't as cool as a doe on the wall.
I don't want to hear that.
Why do you not want to hear that?
Well, by the way, you went to Easter service with the president. Old Prez was looking good yesterday, si. Where did he get the American flag? I mean, he's got a pin.
Oh, Jenna gave him, my sister gave him that for his birthday.
There it is.
It came in a little late. But
we're talking about Carter, right?
Carter. Oh, yeah.
So we're all getting dressed for Easter, and he comes in and he goes.
Hey, I like his suit. The man, I got to give it to him.
Hey, well, you ought to see.
Boy looks good in a suit.
He goes, Dad, I need my president suit. I said, dude, Mom has you Easter clothes. Like, you can't wear a suit to church. And he goes, huh. Next thing I know, he's in the suit. And I was like, Allison, I told him he couldn't wear this because you bought Easter clothes. She's like, nah, suit's cool. I was like, that's a good point.
I thought he was going to tell you, hey, look, I'm depressed. I can wear anything.
Look, El Presidente yesterday looking good.
I can wear anything.
Here we go. I think I got
and
a picture.
And it really, adding the American flag pin to it, is what really.
There, me and him are on our way to church.
Look at the press.
Yep.
Look.
He ready.
He even got his little cloth.
Yeah, I like
it. He's got more suits than I do. All my suits are kind of like joke suits anyway, like green velvet and stuff.
Yeah.
He's got a bona fide suit.
He's a good looking young man.
Well, he gets it from He gets it from his father.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
What?
I think he takes after his mom.
Amen, buddy.
Okay.
But he is a little walking.
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
Johnny D.
Yeah.
That's that H-E-I-C bag.
I don't even know what that means. This new computer's throwing me all off. I'm trying to find the
You can go in your
picture.
Settings on your photos and make them all JPEGs.
There we go. There's the whole thing.
Yeah, look at it. Look at it.
That's a prayers, boy.
Big dog looking good. That was the one you posted. Yeah, that's him. That's my man. Look at him.
He went for it. He went full president suit, walked around the church waving to people, doing what Carter does.
I'm just glad Lottie back here in the backlight. What's up, y'all?
Yeah, she's mean.
Yeah. They got me back here for a reason.
But yeah, we don't have any. I put a Christmas hat. What is that? Santa Claus hat on the deer at my house, but it's also not a doe.
Yeah.
The doe would be cooler.
Goblin's still scrolling for pictures over here.
Yeah.
I love
it. No problem with the send that she had.
Oh, good grief. That's it.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Oh, it changes with the seasons, though. That's Mardi Gras. That's Mardi Gras doe.
Yeah.
That is a good looking doe.
Easter doe had egg earrings.
Oh, she got artificial eyelashes on her. She got big old eyelashes. You can't see them for that, but oh, yeah, she's slicked up now.
Your daughter.
I love it.
She's different.
She's quirky. She is quirky.
Tell you what, she can cook, son. I'm talking about.
I'm so hungry right now.
Oh, here we go again.
Not sorry. Oil feed again.
This is where we get.
Operation Pull Up has time. Me just hungry.
Why is that? Have you got one yet?
No. I will say this. This morning, after I went and I actually moved upwards.
You can move vertically now.
Vertically is a strong term, but I'm moving up very slowly. I'm on a mission to do a pull up.
To do a pull up.
One pull up.
You got to lose enough weight and get strong enough to do a pull up.
I don't know if I could do one or I bet you I might could. I don't know. Them things are tough.
The dude I work out with puts a bunch of weight around his belt to make him the same weight as me just to rub it at my face.
There you go.
And he still does them?
Oh, he ripped off 5 this morning. And I was like, that's cool.
Where's the rope?
I lay down and do girl pull ups with my feet on the ground. But I'm getting there.
You can't do it.
No, I can't do a pull up. People act like they're easy.
No, they're not easy.
No.
Especially this way.
I don't know if I could do one or not. Can
this
you do
way
one?
Is easier.
No, not right now.
You couldn't do one?
Not right now, no.
Well, I probably couldn't then.
So I basically don't eat and I exercise and I'm hungry.
The real hard part for pull ups for people like me and you is finding a bar. The hardest part for me is when you have to hold your feet up off the ground, too. If you can get there where you can just hang, like if you jump up to grab the bar and can hang there, they're a little bit easier than the old...
Why is that?
On that door frame.
We're tall people.
Yeah.
We have to hold things up.
Yeah.
I mean, why? Because you...
It's a little bit easier to have your... For me, to have your feet kind of free hanging than to have your abs engaged and curled up, too. Like, it just... You end up getting there in the pull-up, but when that's where you got to start from, that's a... That's a toughie for me. Huh. But no, I couldn't do one right now.
I'm going to keep the people informed. Operation Pull Up may not succeed.
But me and Paul Lewis.
I'm going for
me and Paul Lewis used to do them all the time.
Yeah. That's not fair. You and Paul is the put two of the
course,
strongest.
Of course, now that I look at
strongest people I know.
Well, but now that I look at it, that was also 12 years ago. I mean, I was 26. I'm now 38. I don't know that pull-up challenge is necessarily my bang zone anymore. I may have aged out of that one. You getting close to
it. I'm very close.
So it's really
like
weird that now you're starting.
Yeah, getting some old man strength.
Goblin, do you like what we've done with the place?
I love it.
Did y'all get all them shrubs outside?
Look, I can grow that and it won't. I can grow this, it won't die.
That's a cacti.
It's a two Hoya heart.
I know. I'm giving you my heart, Goblin.
Well, thank you.
Did you get there that from fastgrowingtrees.com?
I did.
They got everything.
They don't only have trees. They got cacti.
Mm-hmm. Cacti.
They got shrubs.
Heart-shaped
cacti. Is that where y'all got all these bushes and stuff outside from fastgrowingtrees.com? Because y'all are really sprucing the place up.
Why?
Do they have bigger things than that?
Yeah, they got whatever you want.
Oh, they got everything.
It'll be bigger tomorrow.
Yeah. I got to block out my neighbor's above ground pool. It's time. I need some fast growing trees.
You sure that's the problem? Or you just don't want to be seen walking around in your drawers in your yard? Oh. Hey, good fences make good neighbors, man.
That's the truth.
And then, hey, why would you want to use dead wood to make your fence? When you can use live wood from fastgrowingtrees.com, you can plant all the trees you want. Whatever you need, You want willows? They got willows. You want evergreens? They got evergreens. You want oaks? They got oaks.
They got it all.
Kids will appreciate that. But whatever you want, and you can choose whatever size you want. You want a little bit twig, or you want, you know, kind of a half-grown tree. They can take care of you. And if you like side and you want to one day have your own fruit orchard,
that's right.
They got you there. The easy, right. Cool thing is you can click on where you live. It tells you, will it grow there or not? They already know. That's they do all the cool. homework for you. They got consultants that are always available for you. They have everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. So you want lemons? Make lemonade.
That's right.
Amen.
You want grapes? Make grape juice.
Did you just say forever?
Forever.
Forever.
Forever never forever. Seems that long until you're gone. Martin, what'd you get? What'd you put in your yard?
Persimmon trees, man, because I want to get back to the wildlife.
Trying to get them deer hemmed up.
Huh?
You're trying to get them deer hemmed
well,
up.
Well, neighborhood deer are a thing these days.
I love a neighborhood deer.
And
very tender.
But they made it super easy because I didn't realize, really and truly, there were that many varieties of persimmons. But really? You could go on there, click Louisiana, and it gave me the list of the persimmon trees that they had. I just went with our native one. I didn't go with anything non-native. And planted two of them, one for each boy. So hopefully they'll be climbing them and picking
that
persimmons.
That one summer I had limes galore from fastgrowingtrees.com.
There you go.
A lot of limes that summer.
Look, and I don't know if any of y'all have done this in a while, but if you're trying to landscape a flower bed or you had something die like from the frost or that big freeze that we had again this year, I'm going to have to replace some stuff. Last year, I paid a guy to do that. This year, I will not pay that same fee because I can save so much more money by doing it myself with fastgrowingtrees.com. Stuff comes straight to the door. And again, they help you. So, like, I don't know.
The only way to buy trees.
That's the big deal because you never know what to plant.
Yeah. Amen. You want it to look nice. You want it to look good. Because if you look good, you feel good. And if you feel good, you podcast good. And I'm just quoting Coach Prime. So there you go. This spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code
DUCK
at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code
DUCK
at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code
DUCK.
Offers valid for a limited time. Tell them we sent you.
That's right. Tell them we sent you.
And holiday, what is it?
Yeah, that's Cinco de Mayo last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, the deer.
Oh, I'm like, what are
I
we
doing? Santa Marta.
But you know, like Burley and his old man strength?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I want to be the first guy that ever has old man strength that was just super weak as a young man.
That way you fool everybody.
Yep. They're like, remember John David? He couldn't do a push-up or a pull-up. And then when I'm old, I'm just.
Si, have you ever had old man strength?
Look at there.
Uh-oh, there's the Easter. There's Easter okay. deer.
There's Easter, yeah. boy.
Look at them eyelashes on that deer.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
It's just now.
Is that in the living room?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Easter eggs around them.
Just now, Beth realized that her and Johanna can be friends.
What is this?
Like, look at Cinco de Mayo. Or is that the Day of the Dead? Day of the Dead.
Day of the Dead.
What was that movie? What's the Disney movie? Encanto?
Coco.
Yeah, one of them. Yeah. I couldn't remember which one it was.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen them all. They all kind of run together at this point. But you go.
Fans, if you have a deer you dress up, preferably a doe, will you please send me photos? And we will have a contest to see if any of you can beat Johanna.
That would be something because I don't believe there's anybody in the United States that does that.
I don't one.
Back when Brittany let me have taxidermy in our house, I had little Santa hats for all the ducks.
Paula did that for the.
I have a Santa deer. Hat on my deer, but that's it. Allison would not let me do this.
Well, she'd put a wreath. Paula put a wreath on a deer during Christmas one day.
No good. She ever put a red nose on it?
I think she did.
I'm about to say, is that a little too on the nose?
I think. Ba-doop-boom. He's here all week, people.
Ah, Si, did you Easter egg hunt?
What?
Did you Easter egg hunt?
Nope, but I've seen a good one.
Did you?
Yeah, it was in the compound that Willie and them all live in.
Yeah.
And I think it was, the Kirby's place. They had eggs strewn everywhere.
You were there?
I just drove by it, and the kids were having a blast.
You just drove by a dead end road?
I went through Jason's
camp. Oh, you went to Jason's house.
We went to Jep for Easter.
Ah.
Wow. I should have walked down and saw you.
Smoked pork loins.
Should have walked down and ate with you.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, it was good.
Why, y'all didn't have breakfast for Easter like you had?
No, we had ham. It was good. Great ham.
We had ham, too.
I like pork.
But we had pork, too.
There you go.
Then we had pulled pork, too. Okay. Barbecue.
I don't mean to, like, tread on any lines here, but you said you had ham, but you like pork.
Well, no, I ate the pork. They had ham at the feast.
No, I understand.
I like it all.
Isn't a ham, in fact, pork?
Yeah. Ham's like processed, beautiful pork. It's great. Nothing wrong with ham. What part of a pig is a ham?
The leg.
His ham.
No.
Yeah, it's ham.
It's just
his ham bone. Yeah.
His ham bone.
Back rear end.
But how come sometimes it's square?
Well, that's if you get one of them that's been separated and then smashed back together that ain't got a bone in it.
Boneless.
Yeah. Ham. Yeah. Yeah. Those
or
are
is one. That a bone yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
Ham confuses me.
That bone's the way to go. Because now you got a pot of beans waiting.
That's so good. You get it down there, it ain't but a little bit around it.
Right.
But you want to know what the best.
You throw that in the pot with the beans.
Mm-hmm. But you want to know what the best part of the pot of beans is?
The cornbread?
No, the ham.
Oh.
The ham that falls off the bone.
I'll go with him.
Cornbread's
you
good.
Can have the ham. I'll take the cornbread.
I haven't made cornbread in a long time.
It's time.
Yeah, probably want to wait
my
till
wife
after
made
you
do. What was the
good point?
What was the number one Easter candy
ever made? Or I didn't eat no candy.
Number one.
I hope for the sake of America, it was the Reese's peanut butter egg.
No, it wasn't that one.
Uh-oh. Mm.
Oh, boy, we got a joke here. Okay.
No, it's not a joke.
Oh, I thought I was about to try to get clever. Oh.
I would have went with Martin about it. Was the...
Is it that stupid it Cadbury thing?
It was number three.
What was?
Peeps?
Reese's egg?
Yeah.
Is it the Cadbury deal?
Peeps.
It was number two.
Oh, Cadbury
regular,
was number two?
The regular little football Easter eggs was...
The little chocolate ones that are trash? And them things are terrible.
They're the number one.
Uh-oh.
They're awful.
Little football.
Did you get any candy?
No.
What?
He don't eat candy.
Yeah, I did. When I got home from the camp, Johanna had a Easter basket on there. She even had something for Roger, the dog.
Yeah.
She had a little old
Your dog's
of...
name is Roger?
Yeah.
I feel like I knew that, but
Dodger, you old.
It always surprises me when people have
it's because
dogs with human names.
Well, it's because Alabama gave it to us. It was a stray dog come up to their house. Nobody claimed it, so they gave it to us because we'd lost a dog and Paula wanted another one, so we just named it Roger because that's their last name. Roger.
Drop the S.
Yeah.
Old Roger.
Roger.
Yeah.
Roger.
We had a Todd.
Yep.
Johanna named a black lab named Todd. Then we had Benet.
Benet?
No, Benet, then Todd. Then we had Kyle. Is that your belly?
That was my belly. I don't
you
know.
Need
what,
a I need to eat butter egg.
That thing just made a weird racket.
I thought it was fixing a bite.
But,
I was like, okay. Yeah, Kyle.
Talking.
From American Idol, Kyle. You know, Simon Kyle.
I thought you were saying Roger. Cal, like C-A, like short for Calvin this whole time.
No, Cowell. And then you had Raj from
Raj,
Big Bang Theory.
Yeah. Well, she still got Raj.
Oh.
Raj Kutapali.
Yeah.
How many dogs y'all got?
That's Johanna's little old. Now, that dog.
This ain't even counting the neighbor's dogs that live at Calvin's.
Oh, yeah, they come over all the time. We'll have the door open in the morning to the dog in and out, you know.
No.
Making coffee and the neighbor's dog come over.
Into your home?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you pull up the goblin.
Feeds them everybody.
You pull
everybody's
up
welcome.
Goblin needs a big Marshall University logo on his house because when you like pull up there, it's the thundering herd.
Yeah.
They all coming.
Yeah.
And they
like
getting
it or cats.
They steal a toy. They steal a toy, a dog toy. And down there, he brings it back, throws it in the front yard. And he passes by.
Yeah.
Christine has a bunch of cats that she feeds. And then at one time, she used to have a bunch of coons she feeds.
Oh,
they was Arnold Schwarzenegger coons.
The coons?
Yeah. They rocked out at about 125.
Stop it.
125 pound coons?
Stop it.
Three of them.
Stop it.
Oh, three of them.
It was three of them, and they all rocked the scale at 125.
Gee, that's a world record coon.
You should have seen him. It scared me when I turned the light on.
Well, we need to quit talking about food because his stomach is
cold. It's still over here.
I don't know.
I'm going to go home and
that's pretty impressive.
Yeah. It's loud.
I'm impressed.
I don't know. It ain't like I ain't ate. You know me better than that.
Oh, well, let's go get something to eat.
Drink it while it's hot.
You're drinking it while it's hot. I'm drinking it while it's cold. But as you know, now I'm on Operation Pull Up, and I'm going to do one. But it's also just part of trying to be healthier all around, which is why we're drinking it while it's cold. And you know we're talking about AG1. And it's important to me that the supplements I take are the highest quality. And that's why for like 3 years, I've been drinking AG1. Unlike many supplement brands, AG1 is researched and developed by an in-house team of scientists, doctors, and nutritionists with decades of experience in their respective fields. And that's what you need. I sell worms. I need somebody else to tell me what kind of supplements I need. Quality for AG1 isn't just a buzzword. It's a commitment backed by an expert-led scientific research, high-quality ingredients, industry-leading manufacturing, and rigorous testing. At each step of the process, AG1 goes above and beyond industry standards. Si, does that sound like something you can get behind?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
If you drink it while it's hot.
I don't know about the hot part, but I know I can trust what's in every scoop of AG1. I know I can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because it's tested for 950 contaminants and banned substances, while the industry standards typically only test for 10. And taking care of my health shouldn't be complicated. And AG1 simplifies this by making it so there aren't a million different pills and capsules to keep track of. Just one scoop of AG1. Mixed in water every day, AG1's ingredients are heavily researched for efficacy and quality, and I love that every scoop also includes a little bit of vitamin C and zinc to support my immune health. You got to be healthy. I decided to give it a try because, you know what, just trying to get healthier, and if it's good enough for Christian Huff, it's good enough for me. I've been drinking it before I work out every morning. I'm feeling great, more focused, and I feel better after my workout because I'm recovering. I'm trying to tell everybody I know about it. Godwin's likes it so much he drinks it while it's hot.
Drink it with your coffee.
I just prefer it cold. But here's the deal. We've been partnering with AG1 for so long because they make such a high-quality product that we genuinely look forward to drinking every day. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/duck. That's drinkag1.com/duck. Check it out. Martin, did you hear my phone ringing in the last one?
I did.
You heard it ringing?
I did.
And then your phone started ringing.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a situation.
Uh-oh.
New world record, right?
The new world record crappie has been
up there.
Caught on Darbone.
It was caught on Darbone?
Good night. Look at that thing, Si.
And the town's going crazy, and people are sending it. Literally, my buddy Casey called me. I said, I'm filming.
That's a hybrid.
I just needed to know, is it true that somebody caught a 5-pound crappie?
Look at that thing.
And I said, where's it at? And he sent me this. He said, but he's long-arming it, so I really can't tell.
He is long-arming it, but it's a big crappie.
My buddy Casey is wondering if it's 5 pounds.
I don't think so.
You know what I told my buddy Casey?
Not long enough. That's a hybrid crappie anyway. We don't have those.
Si, do you know what I told my buddy Casey?
What did you tell him?
I told him he should go check his calendar.
Yeah.
Today's April 1st, boys.
April 1st.
That ain't it.
Catch it.
That ain't even him holding that fish.
Today's April 1st.
Look, that fish is big. He got a boat hanging out the rear end of him.
Yeah, he sure does.
That ain't the boat that he's in. Look, I mean, come on. At least if you're going to make April Fool's jokes, people, do a better job of Photoshop.
Hey, the tackle shop over in Shreveport posted about it. I don't know if they're in on it or they fell for it.
Oh, they're in on it.
But they.
Oh, my goodness.
But what did they say that fish weighed?
The boat shop.
5 pound plus crappie.
Okay.
Fish is currently being certified by the LDWF to verify weight.
I don't believe it's true. Oh, what have I done? I don't believe it's true.
See, it had specs and bars. It's a hybrid.
It don't matter what it is. It ain't real.
And that's not Darbone.
No, I saw that early this morning.
Our town gets.
Farm of Louisiana. Possible world record. Yep.
April Fools. Don't fall for things on the internet, people. Like Casey.
There's two shows.
At least make it fun. At least make it well done. I mean, that fish got a whole nother half a boat hanging out from under it. Like, come on now.
Boy, my boy, I got to get something for my woman.
April Fool.
Mm-mm.
Her birthday's this week, though, ain't it?
No, I had anniversary.
No, her birthday. Her and Brittany's birthday. Yeah.
Hey, I had an episode April Fool Day.
What?
You did?
Yeah, me and Miss Christine.
Who'd what happened? Oh, that's when you got married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I made
a joke one day. Come in to pick her up. Young boy's going out to eat.
Yeah.
And I told her best friend, I said, guess what? I can't even remember the girl's name now. And I said, we skipped out last night and eloped and got married. Well, she was just out of this world. She was walking on cloud nine. And I gave her about 5 minutes in and I said, April's fool.
Yep.
And all she said was her whole demeanor changed. She got this like what's the woman in Louisiana that you don't want to mess with? The Cajun? That another man's gone?
Uh-oh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-mm. I was going to say bad Leroy Brown.
No, Ledoux? No. Something.
Boudreaux, Thibodeau?
Well, nope.
I don't know.
Anyway, it's a woman. She's a witch. Okay, so look, her eyes started flashing. Christine's friend did. And all she said was she pointed at me. She said, God will get you for this.
Oh, good gracious.
And hey, two days later, he did.
You got married to her anyway.
I got married.
There you go.
Do not try to play April Fool's jokes. It will backfire on you.
Your anniversary's in 2 days?
That's when he asked.
Okay.
Mine's the April the 8th that I hadn't got Paula anything.
What are you going to get her?
I just seen them hunting pictures back there. I'm going to get her a ghillie suit and a bag of corn.
That is.
That's what I'm going to get
her. Hey, oh, she'll her
be. I'll be.
She'll be as happy
me
as
some all. Brownie points.
Pig and slop.
A ghillie suit.
Yep.
And a bag of corn. Yeah. For your anniversary gift.
That's right.
Can we just stop
what
for
year
a minute?
Is this?
Can we just stop for a minute and say thank you, Jesus?
Yeah.
For making it to the point of marriage where that is the anniversary.
Oh,
my right. Man.
Hey, that's it.
Is that what you're going to get, Brittany?
Only if I want to die.
Man, yeah. Can you imagine what she pulls that ghillie suit out? What?
She going to be fired up.
Good grief. Oh.
I had to buy diamond earrings for my anniversary.
What
can you do with a diamond?
How far away is hunting season?
Cut other diamonds.
Well, it just ended, but we got to get ready for next
year.
Well,
I know.
Yeah, what do you?
Hey, if you give it to her, I guarantee you and her are going to sit on a stand, and she's being like,
probably will.
And she ain't going to be wearing nothing but that ghillie suit.
I said, that's all she's going to be wearing.
See, that's what God was thinking. Look at it. Honeymooning in the deer
stand.
That's
right, boys.
Oh,
we gotta brush it up. We gotta
man
get brushed
a romantic,
up anyway.
Boys, hey. I love it.
I just took one down yesterday.
Look, there'll be a day, there's a time coming where you'll just be able to get Allison like 3 pickleballs and a paddle.
That's right. I hope not.
And she'll be fired up
about it. Be fired up.
Why? Because you want something nicer than that?
No, but I'd rather something like, you know.
Diamonds?
Like a KitchenAid mixer.
What in the world is a diamond good for?
We got a couple of those.
Nah. You can scratch windows.
Scratch windows?
Yeah. You scratch windows with it.
What, a diamond?
Yeah.
Write your name in the window?
Yeah, you can write your name in the window.
Yeah.
Why would you want to do that?
I bought Paula's
diamond
necklace one
time. It cuts glass.
Mad as a wet hen, boy.
You bought her and she got mad?
Yeah.
You bought her what?
A diamond bracelet.
Did she get mad?
Yeah.
What'd she get mad for?
What's up?
Because it wasn't a ghillie suit and a bag of corn.
She said, why would you buy me something like that? What can we use this for?
That's right. What can we use this for?
You just wasted money.
That's right.
We could have bought something else.
Like a ghillie suit.
Praise Jesus. And a bag of corn.
I don't think I'm going to get to that
bag of corn is going to be the bonus.
That's the bonus.
That's that extra. That's what you should have put in your Easter basket, corn.
Yeah. I'm going to get it, the what do you call them, Barcelona thing? What are they? You put it on your head, they like a...
Baklava?
Yeah, that thing.
Barcelona.
And a pair of gloves. The same stuff, made out of the same stuff, you know. So she it
gonna,
matches.
She going to be looking like a full-blown sniper.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She going to disappear.
Oh, yeah, baklava is dessert.
Baklava.
Yeah, balaclava. There you go.
I've never heard
there
of
it. There you go.
Well, I had a
50. Isn't that right? Baklava's dessert.
Oh, y'all went on by it.
Well, yeah, I had a 50-50 chance.
Well, y'all heard my stomach rumble.
Baklava is to rob people.
It's the hood that comes see.
It's that, the hood That is thing. What you need
oh, if you're going to hood. That,
yeah, it's a ski mask.
But that, yeah, I could have said that, I reckon.
But baklava is a dessert.
And
do you ever love me? No.
Get her some gloves.
That don't look like a dessert.
Huh?
What is it?
That looks disgusting.
Oh, look at it.
Turkish baklava?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe you should get the Greek one.
It's Turkish. Get to Norway. Them Norwegians can make some dessert now.
Look, there's somebody on Amazon confused, too. Tough headwear.
We're all confused. Tough headwear.
Boy, don't you love it when Americans get to talking about other languages? We don't know our head from a whole
program. We got a 50-50 chance, too.
I ain't got a clue.
Man, I love it. Well, let's take a break. Let's get in that inbox. We'll be back right after this.
Hey, what are you gnawing on over?
You know what?
Y'all hearing it crunching?
Ever since I got on the Godwin plan and snacks have to be few and far between, I got to make them count, and I need them to be healthy.
What is that?
This is dried mango from nuts.com, and it's delicious.
I'm on almonds.
He eating them almonds. You got the trail mix. Martin, with the Snack Kings.
What you got?
By nuts.com.
I mean, if we're being honest, this has got to be like everybody's least favorite ad, because all y'all do is sit here and chew the whole time.
Well, hey, give us
I can't help it.
We're going to eat them.
Yeah, look, Godwin just filled the label off of that bag of trail mix. Uh-huh. Watch this. I bet half of it's gone by the time we get through this. But you know why?
Believe.
That's because it's good.
Mm-hmm.
If it was a bunch of junk, he wouldn't be eating it. And that's what you get at nuts.com. You get simply quality snacks with great ingredients, and it's all fresh. Nuts.com is your one-stop shop for freshly roasted nuts, dried fruits, sweets, pantry staples like specialty flours, and more. Their wide selection mean that there is something for everybody. As is proof here, everybody's eating but me. I would be eating, but somebody's got to read this.
Have you ever had organic dried mango?
I have.
It's so good.
It's
a healthy snack.
It's way better than I thought it would be. That's for sure. Nuts.com offers plenty of gluten-free options, organic choices, and other diet-friendly products. So whether you're looking for something sweet, savory, or need to stock up on everyday cooking essentials, you're bound to find something to try. Sweep it up off the floor. We're on a five-second warning now. And at nuts.com, quality is a top priority. They roast their nuts and pop their corn the same day it ships, so they reach you deliciously fresh. Satisfaction is guaranteed. So whether you want trail mix, floor mix, dried mango.
Almonds.
I'm on this health kit.
Bourbon pecan.
They got some good pizza flour, too. I need to order some of that because I'm out.
That sounds like the health kick may be over, but.
No. You ain't got to be healthy on the weekend.
Oh, okay. What
did everybody do? Get lunch today?
Or chocolate-covered gummy bears, if you like those.
Those are so good.
Like, there's all kinds of things that you can find at nuts.com. You're going to find something that you like. Right now, nuts.com is offering new customers a free gift with purchase and free shipping on orders of $29 or more at nuts.com/nut. So go check out all the delicious options at nuts.com/nut. You'll receive a free gift and free shipping when you spend $29 or more. That's nuts.com/nut.
They're delicious.
All right, we're back. Hello at duckcallroom.com. That is the inbox. Yeah, go ahead, but I got one in my Instagram message somewhere that I need.
Okay, well, this is a YouTube comment.
All right, let's hear it.
And this is why sometimes we talk about stuff.
I need to be ready.
Are you ready for this, Martin?
Go ahead.
So grateful y'all talked about the trailer story. It probably saved me and those on the road with me. My utility trailer came loose and was fishtailing, and all I could think of was Martin said, just take your foot off the gas and coast. And that's what he did.
Wow. And he was totally safe. Safety chains broke. Trailer literally went off the back because the chains broke and eased off on the side of the road. But everything was all good. All's well that ends well. But because you told that story, Martin, about your misfortune and lucking out and
that was a long doing it time right, ago.
What, that guy is safe today.
Well, because that could have ended in totally different ideal.
Oh, 100%.
When it come off.
Yeah, it could have hurt.
It could have caused a wreck.
Whole bunch of people.
People killed.
Look at there.
But now you know, just take
See, that's why you go through them. That's why people say, why do y'all talk about the stupid stuff y'all did? They said that in the comments too. And I'm like, well, maybe somebody will learn from it one day.
And not be stupid.
And not do that or not do something similar to that or not, you know, just like, that's how you learn, you know, from other people's stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm looking.
I have one more.
Have y'all got any eye-hole jigs?
Yes, I have. I hope
we got some here.
$3.99. Well, why would you buy them from Martin?
Hey, I can't find the message, but I will say this: I know
Martin's trying. Martin.
Well, what was the gist?
There's too many of them.
What's
and,
the gist?
And I try to respond, but that's I know what the gist is, but I can't remember the guy's name. I was going to say his name, but we can just add him to your unspoken prayer list because the good Lord knows he was asking for prayers because he was diagnosed early on in his life with some. Rare kidney disease, but he's made it to this point in life of not having to be put on transplant list, but he is now officially having to be added to the transplant list. So he was asking for prayers. I think he was having, best I remember, like some guilt with being on transplant list because that means that somebody else's life has to end, one, to receive it, and B, for people to get tested, just to add to like a donor registry. I know Sadie has been a part of that for a little girl that was from here or that is from here who had a rare form of cancer, needed bone marrow transplant. So basically like an awareness program is what he was trying to do and prayers for him going through the process of actually for somebody else's life having to end for his to continue basically. So, you know, I can't remember his name and all the things. He knows who he is, and the good Lord knows who he is. But I just wanted to put that out there because we do like to use our platform for good.
That's pretty heavy.
And that's, it's not really one I've ever really thought about on transplants because when somebody receives one and it works, everybody's all fired up. Like, again, in our case, Becky got to give her husband
a kidney,
right? Yeah. And she didn't have to pass away for a transplant to work.
Right.
And she was able to give it to her husband, who, you know, they were two that became united as one. And you don't get no more one than giving your husband a kidney that works. Yep. Like, so it's a really cool prospect. It's a really cool thing. But I've never really thought about it in the sake of that somebody a lot of times has to pass. For you to receive the gift of life. So, So anyway,
I hope that's not like a key fob. Becky gets too far away from him and quit working.
I thought you were going to make a Becky running through a brick wall joke again, because those never get old.
No.
He drilled that wall down.
You know what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. No.
He'll start beeping.
Yep, and then quit on you.
My granddaddy's pacemaker kept going off the alarm that the battery was low, and he called me over to fix his watch, and I was like, this watch don't got alarms. And it took like a week every morning at 8 a.m. Beep, 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 beep. It's coming straight from his chest.
Like sighing his alarm clock?
Well, how was he going to charge it up or change battery?
You know, that's above my pay grade to know how exactly that works. Anyway, another one?
We got time for one more.
This one is... Boy, it's interesting. 18 years old, Chris, living alone, and TikTok is giving me bad anxiety about everyone predicting when God's going to come back. And I know that Mark says no one knows the day or time.
No.
Well, there's your answer. But all this is giving me bad anxiety and fear between, and then he starts talking about something of fault line in Madrid and floods. But
the new Madrid fault line?
I don't even know what you're talking about, but yes, that's what he said. I believe in God. I'm trying to get closer to him, but I really want to grow old, and get a house and some family, even if it doesn't make it to the podcast, email me back, but because he's really struggling with anxiety and it's starting to get to them.
Because of TikTok?
I got one suggestion, friend.
Yeah, get rid of that.
Delete that trash.
Yeah, I tried to get on TikTok, and I'm like,
I didn't get it.
No.
I don't understand either. Short form video, not my form of entertainment.
No.
That was like the first time I felt old. I was like, oh, TikTok, what's this? Not for me.
Yeah.
So, Si, you're the oldest in the room and wisest. I think that goes without saying. But what would you say to someone that has anxiety about the world ending or God coming back?
Well, number one, you're letting yourself in to do it. You're allowing yourself to do it.
Scared to die. Okay. That's the problem.
So don't worry about that. You know, God is in charge of everything. Okay, and he's already told us. Jesus is going to come back like a thief in the night. Nobody knows when he's come back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so hey, why worry yourself? If you can change it, it's good. You know, that's what God tells us to pray. Give me the strength, okay, if I can change it, change it. If I can't, hey, it's not worth wasting your thought on. And like I said, anxiety, no. This world, the life is too short.
Amen, buddy.
Okay.
Yeah, delete TikTok, man.
Just get off TikTok. Yeah.
I think that's the problem here is he's thinking, he's hey, looking at this on. Earth and what it has to offer and is like, oh, that sounds good. Like, I won't lie to you. I hung out with my wife and my kids and my parents, and we all had a great Easter weekend and ate, and it was an amazing weekend. But if that's the goal of everything, and it's a great thing to have.
Martin said it
but
all.
Heaven's going to be so much better than that.
Because I just did a podcast with Phil and Al and Jace.
Did you?
And yeah, and Dash and Zach. And it was great because we discussed, okay, Jesus is the gardener. He makes every one of us a new creation. And then, hey, he prunes us, he waters, okay? He's always improving us. Okay, so hey, get rid of your anxiety and focus your eyeballs and your life on Jesus Christ, the Father, and the Holy Spirit.
There you go.
That would be how I combat it.
Nailed it. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus.
Jesus.
It doesn't say anything about TikTok there. The pioneer and perfecter of our faith, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. That's
awesome.
Pretty much spot on there for you,
yep,
TikTok.
I think that's your answer.
There it is, brought to you straight from the mouth of Uncle Si and the writer of Hebrews.
That's right, yep. From God Almighty himself.
Who wrote Hebrews? Peter? Paul? We'll look that up later.
Yeah.
Y'all have a good one.
Not our podcast.
No one knows
for sure. Oh, no one knows. Yeah. Beth says no one knows. That makes me feel better.
Most likely.
Because I don't know.
There's probably one of them in the back that says most likely.
Yeah.
But hard to say. But I know who it was written to. The Hebrews.
And us.
And us. Y'all have a good one. See you next time right here in the duck call room.
Can you just say that one word again, perseverance?
No. It's perseverance. It is perseverance. Are you aware of a certain sermon that a certain man in this room did one time when he said perseverance about 100 times?
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was all directed at that.
Perseverance!
Yeah.